So I'm thinking of getting Billie Eilish hair. I've been told by multiple people green, I should get it.
The green look.
So, like, I obviously have no, like, oh my agency God. In my own life, and I'll just do what they say.
I think you yes. should always give your agency no. to other people.
Yes.
Agreed.
I signed out of iCloud, and now I can't text my computer.
What the hell, Brendan? I signed out of iCloud. Why did you do that? Why would you do that? What are you...
And now I can't even text from my computer anymore. It's just cucked my entire existence.
Your whole existence has been cucked.
Everything about me.
This is a brutal cucking.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, of course you like it.
I love watching me get cucked.
It's a humbling.
Don't you love it? You love every second of it.
Love every second of it. Lap it up.
Oh, this is an owl.
Honey, I told you I get very sad. I can be slightly manic, depressive.
Bothered with the headphones on, but I can't determine what the sound quality is going to be.
There's no way of knowing which way the wind is going.
That's not my beer, is it? Oh, should I call my phone carrier?
Are we recording?
I don't know.
Yes.
Cool. So, The Apprentice.
Shut up. We went to the mall in the Apple Store. I've been logged out on my phone for about what it feels like an eternity.
We I can't access my email through the capitalist terrain known as High Point.
I went to High Point.
We
yeah.
got in the vegan Western cannolis.
Suburbs. I can't go on Grindr. I can't go on SoundCloud.
Oh no! You can't listen to your beloved contemporary music.
Deconstructed dance.
Can't listen to Will Smith.
getting jiggy witted.
Witted.
Excellent.
So, The Apprentice is a show. By HBO, is it? I don't know.
HBO.
HBO.
Let us be known.
Oh. HBO. No, she better.
This is good warm up content. Helen, you seem depressed.
What's wrong with you?
Toxic masculinity getting you down.
I just want to wear a jock strap, but I'm not allowed because of society.
Well, society's trigger is laughter.
Yeah, someone doesn't laugh at your jokes. They're a repressed loser.
You live in a society.
Society or reality has a well-known right-wing bias.
Yes. And by right-wing, you mean anti-Callum. No Callum's Club.
The one Callum Club, but they've already got one.
You just with the jock strap in the middle of High Point.
No Callums, except for your cousin Callum.
Yeah, your cousin.
He's not also called Callum.
Why not?
Called Callum, yes he is.
I thought his name was Callum.
No, the guy that went to art is. School with us, his name was Callum.
With us?
Yeah, with all of us.
I'm pretty sure I went to school
the
with him.
The big art school in the sky.
Oh, I feel so crazy and crazy. I feel terrible. I feel so terrible. Like,
we're having a
so
horrible
exhausting.
Time.
I feel so exhausted, and I haven't had weed in 4 days. And I ran out of Valium.
You're so brave.
I feel like I'm dying.
You look like you're dying.
I don't have a phone.
We could take you to the hospital. It might be kind of fun.
Let's go to the hospital.
We could go to the ER.
Let's get you. Our friend hasn't had weed in 4 days.
Help me.
It is kind of amazing, Brendan. It might be the smallest grievance ever.
Not having weed for 4 days.
It's not addictive.
It is that's addictive. A lie. That's it's bullshit. Addictive. What the fuck?
We're all addicted to weed. Come on.
What do you mean it's
weed
not addictive?
And compliments.
I don't know. That's what science says.
You wouldn't know what addictive
science is. Fake.
It slid into your veins. It is addictive because it's like this crutch you have, and like you can just repress stuff for like weeks at a time by not
years.
By just getting started. Yeah, years. And then when you're sober for like 4 days and you're like trying to find a friend's house and you haven't written the address down in your pocketbook because you don't have a fucking mobile phone because you haven't taken care of yourself properly. Or
shit.
Eaten because you can't transfer money from one bank account to another with your broken iPhone 5. It's fucking reality check time.
Life is a broken iPhone 5.
It was a bit of a perfect storm for you this week, Brennan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I have it worse than like, you know.
Than what?
I don't know, like a sex trafficked.
It's funny donut. You went to sex trafficked.
I don't know. I mean, maybe some sex trafficked women have had weed for more than 4 days.
I mean, they're pretty doped up.
They seem pretty happy.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, like cartel it over like from New South Wales into Victoria into their breast or something.
They don't have phones, but they do have homes.
Yeah, and they have love in their life.
Hey, I've got a home and love.
There you go. That's fine.
That's nice.
It was better in the 80s.
It was better in the 80s.
Before you were born.
Not that I
when
remember.
When Brennan was 25.
I'm 50.
Are you young or are you old?
I'm 50.
Brennan is a 50-year-old racist.
That would actually be
racist.
Really cool if you were 50.
I will be 50 one day. I will be 50 one day, and I will be hanging out with people your age when I'm 50.
Yikes.
That is a fact.
That's
it
a big
fact.
Old yikes.
That is
it
a
is
fact.
A fact.
Yeah.
I'm not having children. I'm never going to get a job. I'm just going to be doing the same thing.
Do you think you'll be more or less racist when you're 50?
So what?
Hopefully.
More.
I don't think race will exist when I'm 50.
That's true, yeah.
That's how I'm getting out of that. Everyone comes from Atlantis.
Everyone comes from Atlantis.
Everyone comes from the ocean. Hannah,
would you like me to review The Apprentice now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, please.
I would give it like about 3 stars, to be honest.
That out of 100?
Yeah, out of 100.
It was the
out of 100 stars.
It's the crappiest show I've ever pretended to watch.
Well, I mean, every week is the exact same thing because they have 2 teams, like, and like one of them is like the women's team and one of them is the men's team. But like the women win every single time.
Great sis.
Because they like, like girl bosses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they just sell sex every single time, and it just proves that like women own capitalism and they're like naturally just like born to like, they created the frame, they created the patriarchy because.
Well,
first profession.
Freud kind of did, you know, and then they like.
Freud was the first pimp.
Yeah, kind of took that, like advertisers like took like Freudian psychology to like sell sex, and they're just like.
But it began before that. It began.
Oh, that's like witch trial shit. Yeah.
It began like at the very start of capitalism when people were like trading little stones for like I don't know, they're bussy. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
That was when capitalism started.
Do you think there were lots of like tranny stuffs?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think they did? Do you think it was like drag surf. Race medieval?
Wait, what did you ask?
Were drag racing.
Were there many tranny surfs?
Surfs, yeah.
I just zoned
surfs.
Out. Surfs. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
many
cute.
Trannies in the surfing time?
Maybe.
Do you think any tranny warlord?
They were like
swerf and surf.
They would like collect. They would like steal blueberries from their landowners for months so they could dye their hair.
Oh my god, yeah. Did like the blacksmith would do like septum piercings.
The blacksmith is doing stick and pokes.
Callum.
They have an OnlyFans, yeah. But it's like a parchment of like charcoal nudes. And all the money they make from it just goes immediately to the landowner.
No, you
only
didn't.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Tumblr back then was like on an old parchment.
Oh, should we promote Dan's OnlyFans? Do they know what it's called yet?
Yes,
Dan, honey,
hun,
Dan.
Dan's me and Dan are having OnlyFans, but I'm
Dan's Brendan's house servant.
What is the order? House servant, carer, then lover.
They're not my carer.
Then I guess Callum's your carer.
Well, then I guess we shouldn't tell Centrelink about that.
Centrelink want to know so much about me.
They get a carer's allowance for you.
No.
They get a free Mikey. A 10% discount at Coles.
Dan gets a free Mikey. They get like a discount. Well,
someone
at, like,
has
Sexy
to
Land.
Someone has to change your nappy.
Yeah. You know you can't be trusted with that since last time.
Wait, okay.
Maybe we should all start.
What? Okay, we're starting nappies. Again.
No,
no, we're not starting again. This is it. This is it. There's no going back now.
Wait, so we're not going back to wearing nappies?
Oh, going back.
We will one day.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, just start wearing them as a fetish.
Oh, no.
So
that's
I can that's I can access my iCloud. I can access my iCloud.
Oh, great.
And there...
Let's go on the iCloud.
No. We can access...
I don't even know what it is.
No one does.
Brennan's been trying to access it for like the whole day.
Who cares?
I talked to the manager. No, I can get my photos and we got to pick nudes to put on my OnlyFans.
I thought you couldn't access it.
No, I can get my photos.
What? Wasn't that the whole
what
reason
are you, trying
you were
to
just
access?
On the fucking phone for 2 hours to that Manilan woman?
What
can't
is it
say
that you
word?
Need that you can't get?
Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it.
What am I trying to access?
That you can't get?
You need to log into your phone. And then there's kind of...
What do you mean log into your phone?
There's like a 17 factor.
You just used the unlock button.
No, you have to press the palm of your hand against the phone.
Yeah.
But
the palm?
I spent an evening with a traveler and they pressed their hand against my phone when I wasn't looking.
Someone get her weed immediately.
And then. She took all the access of my phone and I tried to call her to get access back. I'm just looking for nudes to post on my OnlyFans.
You haven't explained what's wrong with your phone. Yeah. Is there anything wrong with it? Is that why they're
Brennan's
so confused?
Brennan's been using their palm this whole time to unlock their phone.
I just wanted someone to talk to so I called the Apple Store.
Put the password in.
No.
Someone of authority.
Don't know what the issue with this thing is.
You missed the police and you were like, I need to speak to someone with authority.
Give me my phone.
Here you go.
It's literally a picture in front of me.
So this is now the Meow Autonomous Zone. Anyone would like to join. Exactly, Maz.
What's that guy called again? He's like a pedophile. That wrote that book.
Maz?
Mm-mm.
Harkin Bay.
Harkin Bay, that's it.
I don't know what that is.
Harkin Bay?
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Oh, cool.
Harkin Bay, like an adventure.
Yeah, he sexed with like teenage boys and lived in a like autonomous anarchist camp and did like witchcraft.
Oh, that's cool.
He's I've like got his book, you can borrow it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They're big into him at VCA.
Right, okay.
Harkin Bay comes up a lot for some reason.
Harkin Bay, though.
It's really funny.
Like,
it's not
so
his real name.
What's his real name?
I don't know, like David Chester.
He's a liar.
Did you just say David Chesterwick?
Yeah.
Okay, who is that? Is that an artist?
No, that's Harkin Bay's name.
I can't.
That's Harkin Bay's real name.
Chesterwick. Yeah. Okay.
What?
I'm trying to
log
into my
what
phone.
What lie are you about to tell us about your phone? What is logging
Guys,
into your phone?
You don't understand.
His real name is Peter Wilson.
Are you kidding me? Harkin Bay's real name
Don't you guys think that like millennials and normies have the same style? Like millennials have like...
What is the cutoff for a millennial?
Like,
yeah, what are millennials?
No, they didn't.
Like,
the Seinfeld people created it.
No, but if you think about like a Gen X person being a normie,
yeah.
It's not the same as like a person in like 2015 with a top knot and like weird like skinny jeans and like.
Do you think is that?
That's like millennial style. They like normies only can exist in millennialdom.
Normies wear like Fitbits and like little tight like stretch pants and go jogging and
sounds like a millennial.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that's a. I believe you. That's not crazy. That's true. That's just fact.
Thank you.
So what's
that's
the point?
That's all I needed to hear.
What is the point?
I just wanted a bit of validation from you.
Millennials.
I just wanted to feel loved for a moment.
If you want to feel love for me,
what do
it's
I do?
Yours. I don't know. Do you lick
off? Don't ask Brennan.
Do some maths in front of you.
Okay, I have a lot of nudes in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to look at them or should we not?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Callum.
Okay,
you know what
sure.
The thing about you is...
You just
credit me.
Aww, you just credit Brennan.
Sorry. So, if you look at my phone, there's a...
credit what all creditors do. Okay.
Fix it.
Okay. Allow Apple ID verification code. Oh, I've never seen
you
this
pig.
Before.
You've never seen that before?
You've never seen a phone?
You imbecile.
You imbecile.
Oh no.
How many stars are you going to give it? 1 out of 100?
The phone? Yeah, not many. And you don't know the code. Is that what the problem is?
No, the authentication code is meant to go to one of your other Apple devices, but I'm logged out of iCloud on my computer, so I can't get the code. And I can't log in because then I'm meant to get the code from my other Apple device, which is a phone, which I lost in an Uber.
Mm.
So Brennan's been trying to get a new phone since they came out. They've been using an iPod for 15 years. And now they're ready to upgrade to talking.
The talkies.
Yeah.
I'm just...
And you forgot your password on the laptop?
No, hon. It's not a forgetting the password. It's the fact that I need... It's like an authentication code. Like, it's randomized 6 digits. Gets created...
Every time you log in.
Every time you log
in.
We
could probably guess it.
Yeah, we could guess it.
That's
let's try random. One. Let's try one. Let's just try and guess.
There's like a 999,999 chance that you would guess the code.
I doubt that it's all nines.
Repeat
that
number.
It could be all nines.
It could be all nines.
It's the same odds it'll be any other 6-digit number.
Let's try all nines. Let's try it.
Callum.
Come on, Brennan. Let's try it. What if we get in?
Callum.
Can you imagine if we got in live on the pod after using all nines?
Okay.
I feel like we would
have
to like...
Okay!
What were you
okay.
What were you
Apple
about
ID
to
verification.
Say about me?
What was I to say?
You were getting ready to say something.
No, I was going to be like, Callum. Okay, I put in all nines.
Did it work?
Yes,
Callum,
it worked.
Callum. Callum wants to go polyamorous.
With one of our favorite
with one of us.
Which one? We're gonna have to fight for his affection. We should
do
the Bachelor.
Gonna have to continue.
It didn't work.
Damn it.
Someone else.
That's such an anticlimax. We're gonna have to kill ourselves.
We should kill ourselves.
Or we could just go back to High Point.
Yeah. High Point, the shopping center.
Same feeling.
No, the killing yourself would be far more euphoric than going to High Point. High Point is worse than suicide.
Because
there's no dopamine. It's like the anti, it's like anti-living.
Well, you kind of get that survivor's thrill.
Oh, remember this?
The cannoli.
Oh, I can't turn my computer around.
Yeah, the survivor's thrill or the cannoli effect.
What do you mean the survivor's thrill? You're hunting for berries.
When you make it out and back to your life that isn't a High Point life.
Mm.
And you remember oh yeah, that's not me.
Hannah, do you think you're in a high point of your life?
I would have to go with no.
Is it anything to do with the company you're with or the...
maybe I am at a high point of my life though.
I think if your first answer is no, it probably isn't.
That's the easiest answer to say no. It's way harder to say yes.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been weed starved for 4 days, so I'm doing a bit better than you.
I'm not going to survive a few more days of this, Brennan. You're going to murder me in my sleep.
It gets better. Okay. Surely. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Does it?
Hey, probably a week or so.
I don't know. The worst part about stopping a drug that you're dependent on is knowing that you're probably just going to keep doing it. And how am I going to stop myself from doing it? I've got one of Blaine's nudes, but you've already seen it. It's got the...
We've seen that nude.
Not the butthole. Oh. It's the frontal one. I can't turn my laptop around.
Okay, why
not?
Let's come over.
Because it's connected to my hard drive.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this nude as well.
This one's boring.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one as well.
He needs a little bit more melanin. You know what I mean?
Well, it's in Spain now.
good.
He's in Spain.
Yeah, he needs to be a bit blacker.
Yeah, he needs to, yeah.
Do you mean like bigger dicked?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly what I mean. And like bigger hotter.
Aw, he's got an Irish charm.
Yeah, he's like hot for
Irish charm.
He's
Irish charm.
What does that mean?
He's got
Brandon, why are you doing like uwu?
He's got lucky like charms.
Praying hands over the dick.
That's, when you're in front of a dick, Colin, it's how you behave.
That's true.
That is, you have to show your respect
cock
for
cock worship.
Like,
ooh. Yeah. Uwu cock worship.
Yeah, you have to let the cool. dick smell your hand first before you pat it.
You have to gingerly thread one of your hairs inside its urethra.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I also took a photo of the guy from Union Square, Coles, who has the eye patch.
Wow, what a freak. He's blind in one
He's
eye.
He's cool. I like him. Maybe I'll put that on my OnlyFans.
Like, Brandon's just showing us like a picture that they took of a man with an eye patch. Clearly has like a disability of some sort that they've taken from another aisle in like an IGA.
There's a picture of that Don guy on Twitter and he's made like a greeting card.
I'm glad you didn't lose these. This is priceless archive.
Worth talking to that woman on the phone for 2 hours.
The worst.
Any talking at all is unfortunate.
Okay.
Do you think that music is good?
Is South Park good?
No, South Park is boring. Do you think that New Zealand art
South
is good?
Park is boring and you want to talk about New Zealand art?
What?
Jesus!
You guys
Christ!
Don't you give yourself a break sometimes.
Yeah. Have a little fun.
Have some dignity.
Watch the Avengers.
Seriously, watch Batman.
I forced you guys to watch the Avengers.
And it sucked.
And
out of 100.
I want those 24 hours back.
Why do you guys like South Park so much?
Because it's like only the coolest, funniest comedy ever made.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I guess that's pretty good.
It's consistently funny. The characters are so...
It's political.
It's so cute.
And insightful.
Oh, you... Like it's a sex thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my...
I never really clicked with South Park, except I do like monkey phonics a lot.
Is that when it's like playing drums?
Yeah, the monkey plays drums. God. I think it's the very first episode.
No, it's not. The first episode is where Karma gets an anal probe.
Yeah, true.
I'm pretty sure it's from the same episode, no?
No, it's like 3 episodes in or something.
Oh, but it's the first season?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't really respect the way it's animated? I thought it was really cool.
I do like the early animation, yeah.
Yeah.
The paper.
Yeah, with the paper. That South Park documentary is really good.
But you guys keep watching it, right? You still watch the new ones and stuff.
Oh, wait, don't answer. Don't. This is a fucking trap, Hannah.
Why?
Do it.
No, I'm
this
not.
This is a trap.
It's not a trap.
To say we're uncool.
We're uncool.
No, I don't. You're saying I'm uncool for not watching it.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But we set the traps.
I am a trap.
What is a trap exactly?
It's like a passing like trans girl.
Who doesn't say?
No, yeah, you like, or you fall for a hot pick of them. Someone's like, it's a trap.
Do trans people use that language, or is that just
maybe in the way people? That like people reclaim language? But
yeah,
no, and it's like a derogatory thing.
So it's not like trans people who like get off on trapping people, because that would be kind of cool.
I'm sure that exists.
Yeah, that's okay. Every fetish in the world, it's, you know, the 366 rule or whatever,
rule 36.
Yeah, that's it. Callum's age.
Nice.
Yeah, nice one.
I remember that little trick.
So New Zealand art is not good.
I don't know.
Hannah had a thought today about farts and...
Thoughts and incels being the same. They are the same, but I'll expand on that when it comes naturally.
Okay. I thought by forcing it onto you.
Yeah, that is natural.
You'd like appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of your natural state.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Callum, do you...
I'm eating into the microphone, yes.
How would you review those chocolate covered?
I love these chocolate covered coffee.
How many
beans?
Stars?
Five.
Would
five
you eat
out
a girl's
better.
Chocolate cover coffee bean? Would you eat it?
If a girl made them.
No, would you eat out the girl's chocolate cover?
Would you eat Skittles out of a girl's butthole?
Yeah, basically that's what I'm saying. Do you rim?
If she asked.
Yeah.
Sure.
You just went up 1 point.
Now we're all horny.
Yeah, I'm really horny. It's the reason I want my phone.
I can tell. It's every the time only you talk reason. About what you don't have. About
it's the only reason I want my phone is to go Grindr. It's the only thing I want. If it was on my computer, I wouldn't need my phone.
Can't we just get Grindr on your computer?
You can get Tinder.
You can just do it on my phone.
My laptop was moving, but it's not. Oh, it is.
Just log in on my phone.
Huh?
Yeah, just log into Callum's Grindr account.
I'm not logging on to Grindr.
Let's
on your
do
phone.
It.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
let's
okay,
do
let's
it.
Do it. Let's do
oh,
it.
You put up such a fight.
Because I know I'm going to forget and then you're going to have it and then you're going to do devious things. You know I don't know how to log in or out of any device.
I did.
Brennan's over here just using the palm of their hand trying to tap the button.
Me, like, asking to speak to the manager at, like, Grindr.
Yeah.
Fuck. Do they have a customer? Can we call Grindr's customer
service? You're, like, on Grindr being like, I'm lost. Where
help
am
me.
I?
I know.
How did I get here?
fuck. What is my Grindr password?
Yes.
Oh, God.
What is going on in that mind?
What the hell?
That beautiful mind of yours.
Brennan, you need weed to function.
I know, you kind of do. I'm sorry to be an enabler, but...
I can't. I'm trying to not. I'm trying to... I have to be...
That's fine.
I'm trying, but
yeah,
now...
Yeah, cross-contaminate.
Yeah, I've got my period. And I said I've got my period. You wouldn't know what it feels like, you stupid man. Idiot. Okay, so allow notifications.
No, I don't do
what?
I don't have notifications on for anything.
Like, that's your personality. Like, I don't do notifications.
That is my personality.
So you don't want the Grindr notifications?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
You don't want me to use it, right?
And
I will respect you.
What's this thing about you, like, trying to, like, stop notifications for this, like, this sexual exploration that we need to do.
Yeah, what's with you trying to stop these notifications for this sexual exploration?
We're just having fun.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I guess let's do that then.
Oh, wait. I got to see how many of the messages.
Can you rate my existence out of 100?
That's a very mush question.
Okay. What? Okay.
92.
92, that's a pretty good score.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's you lacking points. In the 8%?
You lose points for making fun of my chocolate covered coffee beans.
Damn.
Which I'm addicted to.
I knew I was losing points for that as I was saying it. It's like, this is making my existence score go down.
I'm having them for dinner.
Chocolate covered coffee beans and contempt. Maybe you can have lemon broth for dessert.
That's how you get skinny and happy.
Uh-huh.
This is awful.
Skinniness equals happiness. Mm. And don't you forget.
Mm-hmm.
People just messaging and angry that I haven't replied to them.
It's an original take.
I'm depressed about
this. Is that a take?
I don't know what I'm going on with that. It just came into my mind.
That's an original opinion you had there,
I didn't even, yeah.
Original objective statement.
Yeah.
Why don't you get more interesting?
God, Brennan.
Are you guys talking to me?
Sort of about you.
I'm on my
Can you
phone.
Rate my originality out of 100?
30?
30, yeah. That's a fair call. But I think I have kind of a postmodernist originality, though, which is the culture jamming, you know?
A lot of people have said that about you.
I guess that's what a 30 would say. like
a
that,
30.
We got that on record. You go,
Fine.
You accept that?
I accept it, I guess.
I mean, I don't even want to know what you think about mine, so I'm not asking.
Yeah, good.
I find the Grindr interface scary. The black and the yellow and the blue.
I never liked medical. Like dark mode.
No, okay. I don't get it either.
Okay, this person was always trying to talk to me, but I had never replied.
I like their V-neck.
Is his name Iris?
His name's Leo.
Oh. I like Iris for a name. That's
a good
nice.
Name, yeah.
He looks too weird.
He's 26, so he's older than name. You.
He's, yeah.
He's 2 years older than you. He's a cougar.
He's too ugly.
He is a cougar.
He's 2 years older than me. At 26, correct.
All twinks are cougars. And yeah. All incels are thoughts.
Well, you know, give him a time machine.
How
and
many notifications do you have on
anything?
On there?
Some like, I don't know, nothing. Just this annoying person. Someone who has a motorcycle used to talk to me as annoying.
But you could go and person ride on never it, replied like, looking to. For Ala Brandy.
Some like bear.
Yeah,
who's,
you
like,
need the motorcycle
trying to
guy.
Message me.
You don't want the motorcycle guy?
He would know things about like Zen. You know what I mean? Like motorcycle guy.
Message him. Ask him.
Ask him what he knows about like fixing motorbikes.
Oh, Ginger Minja's husband has an OnlyFans. It's like 500 a month or something. And he's just this, I don't know.
That's like an out of the deal price. 500 a month.
It's a lot. It could be $5. I can't remember.
Yeah, okay.
It'd be like $2.50.
All of these people like live around the block.
Isn't it amazing?
There are a lot of gay
like,
people in the world. It's really crazy.
Like, isn't it like amazing that you can like get an OnlyFans and like be like addicted to the dopamine rush of like people like buying like not only they're giving you likes, they're also giving you money and they're also giving you validation for your naked body.
Yeah.
And then like perhaps one day business is slow or something and you just have like an existential crash being like, holy shit, like my boss is literally like a decentralized network of like simps.
OMG. WTF.
It'd be so crazy having an OnlyFans.
It would ruin your life.
Really, I think the people with OnlyFans are quite brave. They're the heroes we deserve. What are you looking at?
This one?
It's clearly someone for you, not me.
He's cute.
No good? You don't like
I don't
this?
Want to sleep with an 18-year-old, please. That's like pedophilia.
Yeah, like, not it's if allowed. You know.
That person looks like 12 years old. Do you think that's my type?
Kind of, yeah.
I
don't
know.
Take it personally.
I'm not... You're confusing. Look...
Brennan's trigger is youth.
Decentralized network of
your trigger is
of
people
cafe
under
managers that are coming to me. And I feel really stressed and boxed in.
It
anyway.
Is stressful.
You guys talk amongst yourselves about New Zealand art.
Do you guys like Caroline Calloway's pancake boobs?
She's cute, I guess. Yeah,
they're cute.
I think it's a girl, but maybe it's a guy. I don't know. And people have all sorts of genders.
Grinder folks.
Hey, blow me now. How about this? I don't need your jangly ass. I'm going to call the police on you.
Just become a redneck. How about blow me now?
How about blow me now, baby?
You dangly ass.
Dangly ass, earring on. Blue hair, southern Berlin.
You can barely
yeah.
speak.
I moved to Berlin.
Yeah, you're like an alcoholic redneck Grinder user.
Fuck, Grinder in the South must be so scary.
I mean,
like in a really redneck town.
Yeah.
When I went to Tasmania.
South is in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Where all the rednecks
What
live.
Did you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
I went down to Tasmania in Hobart to see my like spiritual guru. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grinder out there was crazy.
What was it like?
Very discreet.
Mm.
What do you mean discreet?
They want discreet. Discretion.
Describe.
What do you mean?
They were married.
Qualify
like,
the term discreet.
They were married.
They couldn't come out. You know?
I thought you meant like don't show up to their house like screaming I'm going to fuck.
Don't show me your face or I'll have to kill you.
Yeah, kind of. That's that amount of sexual repression is deadly.
That's the shit I feed off.
Sexual repression.
Uh-huh.
You feed off it.
Uh-huh. That's my, you know, that's my bread and butter, baby.
I've enough of Grindr. I'm
no, yeah,
sickened by it.
Destroy Grindr.
I don't want it. I think
boycott
Grindr.
But isn't that
email
Grindr.
I think we should email them and say that they should take it down.
Isn't that what
we
you
should
wanted
email
your
them
phone
there.
Back for?
Yes, but I've had a change of heart. I don't
fucking hell.
I'm going
it's been 3 weeks.
I'm going monogamous now.
Yes.
No, I'm not. Back. Dan's going to see the beer person next week, which I'm
Oh no, the bee person.
Yeah, they gotta see the bee person. And really chill about it.
So Brendan's partner has been seeing another person in their polyamorous relationship. Mm-hmm. The bee person.
Well, they're trans woman and their name.
The name
is Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Really?
I'm not joking.
The whole thing, all three names.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
I'm not joking. It's a name.
That's amazing.
That is genius.
Is it one name? Like,
is she cooler than me? I'm kind of scared.
A little bit, yeah, maybe. We're like, going to have to kick you off the pod.
I'm kind of scared. It's an amazing name.
Is it Sarah Michelle Gellar? Is it Sarah Michelle Gellar with no spaces? Is it one name?
No, why would it be one name?
I don't know. To make it one name is amazing. Every time you see them, it's like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle. Well, that if you saw Sarah Michelle Gellar, you'd just say hello, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, that's but Sarah Michelle Gellar's friends don't say, hey, Sarah Michelle Gellar, do you want to get a coffee?
They might.
They just say Sarah.
If I was friends with her, I'd be like, hey, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, that's
true. It's like when you see like Kate Meekin, you're just like, hey, Kate Meekin.
That's true. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. Some people, I used to be Hannah Earls for a while.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pod Meekin.
A two name woman.
Give me a two name
turn
woman.
Turn in tricks.
There's only enough town in this.
Down at
this woman for
Punk
one
Cafe.
Yeah, there's only enough space in this woman for one town.
How can a woman take a whole town? She's got two names. Don't worry about it. She can fit it. Yeah. Yeah. It's hyphenated.
Two names in one town.
Yeah. Hannah Town.
Sarah
Earls.
Michelle Gellar. Sarah Michelle Gellar, the Hannah Earls town.
Yeah. So my partner's going to have sex with a trans woman who's named herself after the Buffy person.
You should name yourself after the actor who played the other one.
Who's the other one?
You know the other Buffy?
The lesbian one from Buffy?
I don't know.
The friend?
Oh, the friend?
Oh, Willow.
Yeah,
Willow.
What's her name? But the actor.
What's her name?
I'm the producer. I'll look it
up. She was cool. I liked her.
Change your name to Speedweed.
Yeah.
Speedweed. Fuck
honestly,
yeah.
Honestly, you would get famous.
You should change your name
It's such a boomer meme, that Speedweed thing.
You should change your name to Harambe.
Harambe Jones.
Harambe Jones.
So racist.
Harambe. What was that?
You should change your name to Lord
that
Order
is
SBU.
A racist name.
Oh my god. No, I would never do that.
You should change your
name. Oh my god, her name is so forgettable.
What is it?
I'm changing my name to Allison Hannigan.
That's horrible.
That's not bad.
How did her manager let her like have a career with that?
Yeah, her manager should have fired her.
She could have been gold.
I'm sick of Meekin. Managing you. You're fired.
Fuck you, Willow.
She calls her now, like 40 years later. It's like, I'm firing you from Buffy.
Yeah, I'm working as your manager, but you're fired.
I call her, I'm like, is this your manager? Buffy is now cancelled.
You should change her name to Mrs. Bojack Horseman. Honestly, if your name was Mrs. Bojack Horseman
is genius. Okay. Yeah,
that would be like 6ix9ine getting the tats.
That should be your drag name, Hannah.
Wait, don't turn this around on me.
Okay, that's my drag name.
I had a drag name. What was it again? I can't remember.
Callum's is Sissy Hetman.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Good.
Mine was going to be Table McQueen.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was good, but it's a bit too good.
Who did you say was hosting the Australian RuPaul?
Corny Act.
Oh, let me look at our Instagram, see if there's any clues.
There's clues.
Good drag.
You can like investigate.
I'm gonna investigate.
Like a PI.
I'll give you a PI.
Yeah.
Ness.
Yeah.
That's good. Penis.
Penis.
Yeah.
That's your new name.
Penis.
I want to be an ally, but I don't know.
That's my drag
do.
Name. Penis.
Penis. What song are you going to do for your routine?
I'm going to lip sync a Sylvia Plath poem
Fuck, that's so good.
Yeah, I think it would be really good. I'm thinking of doing like Daddy or something.
What about the one about cutting? I love that one. Cut.
The cutting one. Yeah, that one's good as well.
Cut me.
Cut me.
Cut.
Cut.
Mm, the feeling.
Mm, the feeling of the flavor cut.
Of the cut.
Flavor.
The delicious.
The delicious flavor of a cut.
The delicious flavor of a cut.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Yellow.
Tony Act has a scary Instagram. He's a really scary boy.
He's awful.
I forgot what he looked like as a
he's
boy.
He's got gay face.
Really,
he's got massive
bad.
Gay
seriously
face.
Seriously gay face.
Crazy.
Also, his apartment is tiny. I thought he was rich.
What a fucking cock.
Are all the Drag Race people like rich or are they like poor? I can't tell.
No, they're like serfs. Like they're like technicians of entertainment. Like they have to do shows in Vegas like every day to like afford their like Uber Eats meals.
The successful ones.
Why would you want that life? Their methamphetamine addiction.
Yeah, why would you want that life?
I looked up
what Sharon's... do you mean? Because it's fabulous.
No,
it's
yeah,
fabulous.
I want that life too. Yeah, so saying? I was at a dinner party last night.
Ooh.
And
I know. Mm-hmm. Go on.
You can't call me out now for doing it. But anyway.
What?
Because it's certain COVID's lifted the ban.
Oh, right.
What?
And
what's that?
I forget to. But there's going to be like an Australian RuPaul.
This beer seems to have gotten bigger.
It's huge.
No, I think it's just your hands, hon.
Oh, my hands got smaller.
Yeah.
Of course.
Your hands have gotten tiny.
It does
why,
feel
you.
Bigger. Yeah.
That's what all women want, though. Just huge. To be told they have tiny hands.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do aspire to tinier features.
Mm. It is an aspiration.
Tiny feet.
Tiny feet.
Tiny
hands.
Houses.
Tiny houses.
We know what they say about women in tiny houses.
Tiny hearts.
Tiny.
Tiny.
They're very tidy.
What do they say about tiny houses?
Tiny houses, they're hard to fit inside.
We do need to get you on RuPaul.
That's good.
I know. I want to be an Australian RuPaul contestant. I want to do it now. And this podcast is my way to get to the top.
Probably
are
not.
You listening, RuPaul?
To the top.
Probably not, to be honest.
No. It's kind of an LGBT podcast.
Famous to midwits.
Let's go bombing tonight.
Huh? Should we go bombing?
No.
I haven't gone bombing in so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change subject. Next.
Next.
No, back,
next.
To, back to RuPaul. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Australian Idol.
So you yeah, you should go on Australian Idol.
You should definitely go on Australian Idol.
I just Googled Australia.
What does it say?
Maybe 4 days ago was too late. Maybe 4 days ago was too late. The damage has been done.
It's irreversible.
It's awful.
Just Googling
you're
what country do I live
back.
In? It's Googling how old am I?
Googling
what,
where am
what
I?
Year is it?
I sometimes forget what year it is. I was writing 2019 on a bunch of forms the other day.
You need to get
that's so
you need to get the probe.
Yeah, you need to
you need to activate your MK
up.
Ultra like trigger.
If you went on Australian Idol and you said your name was Mrs. BoJack Horseman and you just did like noise sets, I think you'd get pretty famous.
Okay.
That would work, I think.
Okay. Should I do my audition now?
Yeah, you should. Okay. 100%.
Oh wait, I was gonna check what's
the recording. So we're gonna pretend to be the hosts.
Okay, I'll tell
how
you.
They do it. They're real smart.
Okay,
they're like, hi.
So got a
wait,
little
you
girl.
You guys are the hosts. You guys are the
so
hosts.
How does it start?
It's like ba bow wow, ba bow wow wow wow.
What is that?
Okay, that?
It's a song. You know the song.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
No.
Oh, it's like Australian Idol song. It's like Australian Idol.
Is it an Australian Idol song?
Idol theme song.
I never really watched it.
There's a theme song.
Does it feel so good?
Yes,
being on Australian Idol.
And they
and we're back.
And they ah. It's really loud in my headphones. Hang
oh,
on.
Oh, shit.
It was loud in real life.
Wait, I'll put my headphones on.
You're not wearing headphones, Brendan.
Oh, pull the jack out so we can hear it. Oh, yeah. I remember that little.
Yeah.
Welcome. Oh, I'm doing the host part.
Tonight in Australian Idol, we're back with another series of exciting auditions, including one from a little girl from Melbourne.
A little girl named Mrs. Bojack Horseman.
How are you feeling tonight, Bojack?
There. Feeling really good. Come all the way from...
Be as autistic as possible. You should be like flapping your hands and girding, like foaming at the mouth. Do that. That's too much.
We need to get
I've come all the way from from a small faraway town.
Okay.
I've got big dreams. I've got big dreams and big dreams to fill.
You're gonna get arrested.
Why would you say that? Host, I look up to you. I believe in you. I love you. I bought all your albums.
This is Australian Idol, you know, we give everyone a chance here.
Yeah, well, this I'm going to... Okay, you're not the only lady in the room. I'm going to show you the back of the room. I'm here to represent small towns all over the world.
You heard it from Mrs. Bojack Horseman. We're not the only ladies in the room. Take it away, Miss Bojack Horseman.
We're waiting, Mrs. Bojack.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
You have to be like Kyle Sanderlands now.
He would say.
He'd be like, you need to lose some weight, or whatever he says.
I thought I was pretty good.
So ugly.
You were hideous. Ma'am, you were hideous.
I thought I was pretty good. I thought I was pretty good.
You didn't do anything.
No, I did.
You're a terrible person. I rate your existence zero.
Brennan, are you okay?
Oh, no, we've upset her. Let her speak.
When I was... 10. I went on a trip to Thailand with my Uncle Greg. And we went on a boat trip. And he took me to Thailand so I could get singing lessons because he believed in my voice. And we went on a fishing trip just before my first singing lesson. And he was harpooned.
That's a really heartbreaking story.
Why was he harpooned?
Because...
You know what? I'm actually touched by that story, and I'm going to give you another chance. You know, I think we should give her another chance, right?
Yeah.
Okay, one more song. I think you should do an original song this time, not Mariah Carey again.
Okay.
Well, everyone be quiet in the audience.
Yep. Stop cheering.
Okay. The one. Table, two, three, four, and 11. It's everywhere.
Holy shit.
For me, it's you.
I've never seen joking like this before.
I've never seen joking like this before either.
This is insane.
I'm not joking, I thought it was pretty good. Anyway, that's the way audition would be. It'd be pretty bad. I can't really think on the spot. No, just leave me and Callum. We'll have a one-on-one.
We can pause it while you go to the toilet.
No. Don't pause it, Callum. Look at me in the eye.
So the harpoon story is not real?
No.
What are you doing, Brennan?
I'm getting comfortable. I'm in my living space. I'm in my lounge room. We're not in the usual studio that we rent out because of COVID-19. So we're in the lounge room now.
Are you ready for your dinner party later?
No.
How are you going to get ready?
Just put on a fresh set of shoes and makeup and brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm. Make sure
maybe put on some deodorant. Get a lobotomy.
Okay.
How do you think? I don't know.
What?
Do you think they'll like me at the dinner party?
Yeah, of course. You'll be a hit.
How should I do the entrance?
Just go in and start screaming.
Scream? Fucking hell!